Sun twinkling on the river's end. The taste of chocolate on my tongue. Darkness climbing up the ladders to the sky. Rung by agonizing rung. I heard firecrackers popping next door. Wonder what it was I bargained for. But I lay quiet on the floor and knew me now. Let me be your witness. Let me walk out there on the edge. The sun refused to shine on my backyard today. Darkness climbing up the house, coming through the window ledge. I saw the firecrackers bursting on the sidewalk. Heard you talking, that baby talk. Saw the bright lights again and I felt the shock when you were knocking. When you were knocking.
Turn to something more resembling my old pace, where you had to decide whether it was groceries or the new Mountain Goats record, because they were coming out at the rate of about 1 every 36 hours. I'm not going to do quite that, but there will be a new album by June, probably. It's called All Hail West Texas, and it'll be on Emperor Jones, but that's not this one. This is called The Coroner's Gambit. Some of the songs were recorded with Simon Joyner, who you may know, and the others were recorded in Colo, Iowa, which is a town of 775 people. Where I lived at a train crossing. On the third to the last song, Insurance Fraud Number 2, you can hear the train. It interrupted the song, but I was too happy with the take to let something like the sound of a train whistle and clack, 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 let it go. And now it's all that's left of the Cole House, because our landlords, the Upchurches, who own half of Story County, but our slumlords, had this building, right? It was one of their last footholds in the city of Colo. 775 people, and the city of Colo had been trying to buy it from them forever, and they wouldn't let it go. They wanted their $200 a month, right? But eventually the city of Colo said, look, you're either gonna make improvements on this ice box in which you are freezing the darnels, or we are gonna ask the state to take it away from you. So they sold it to the city of Colo, and for the longest time, we would cruise by every once in a while, and the building's still standing there, and the last time I went there, there is nothing left. It's gone. I lived there for 2 years. It was infested with mice. It was at a train crossing. You couldn't hear yourself speak. And what else is news about it? Oh, the pipes froze. Do you guys get the pipes freezing out here?
Yeah.
Oh my God, man. We were out shopping and we came home and we said, what is that sound? Oh, the shower must have come on. The pipes have unfroze. No, they had burst. There was cold freezing water that thick in the bathroom. It was pretty cool on balance. But this is the new record. You should buy it so that my pipes don't freeze. So I think you'll like it. I'm really proud of it. It's $10, which is about $4 less than it'll cost you in stores because I like tan. It's a nice round number. I also have issues with my zine, which I'm not going to hawk too excessively. But I'm proud of that too. So this song is on the new record with some violin and others. No, just me and Lonnie on violin. And it's about people who are evil to one another, and it's called Horseradish Road.